I'm going to turn in the Word of God this morning to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 5, and our text is verse 12 and 13. Luke 5, verse 12 and 13. While he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. In the text, we meet the leper, we meet the Lord, and we see the cleansing of the leper by the Lord. But also, as we look at these texts, we can see ourselves looking, as it were, in the mirror of Holy Scripture. It's not a distorting mirror where everything gets exaggerated to the point of being ridiculous. The Scriptures are a kind of high-definition mirror where we see ourselves very distinctly and clearly. And everything is extraordinarily real when we see ourselves through the mirror of Scripture. Fortunately, the mirror shows us Jesus very clearly as the one who can put us right, because no doubt as we look at ourselves, we'll see some things that are wrong. So first of all, we'll look at the leper, and we'll focus upon the Lord Jesus and see how the two interact with each other. The leper. He's not suffering from leprosy as we think of leprosy today. Some of you may support the leprosy mission, and you may have read up upon leprosy. Well, biblical leprosy was not quite the same as leprosy as we know it today, and the definition of leprosy must be taken from the Scriptures itself, this kind of leprosy that the leper is suffering from. Leviticus 13. Is where you get the description. And we know that Jesus is talking about that kind of leprosy because he tells the leper in verse 14 to obey the Levitical requirements for cleansing and to go and show himself to the priest and to make an offering just as Moses had commanded. So the leprosy is the leprosy that's described in Leviticus. And this man, we're told, was full of leprosy. And we know from Leviticus that being full of leprosy, this man's whole body is covered in blistering sores. It's not the kind of covering where this is just white, smooth skin, where everything is tidied up and cleaned up, but he's covered in these swellings and blisterings, a man full of leprosy. And he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and pleads, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Well, what had happened in this man's life? How did he get to the situation in which we meet him in this passage in Luke's Gospel? He may have been a very skilled craftsman, making things with his hands. He may have been a very successful businessman. He was probably a regular attender at the synagogue gatherings. He could well have been a student of Scripture himself, a happily married man, maybe a father. Life may have been going so very well with him. But then he notices some blotches on his skin. Maybe he's not too worried about it, first of all, but then perhaps he detects that there's a swelling and he suspects that there may be this dread disease of leprosy. And knowing the Levitical laws, he knows he must go and show himself to the priest. Not so that the priest could prescribe him a course of treatment that would cure him, because there was no cure for leprosy. He had to go to the priest to be examined, to see whether this genuinely was a case of leprosy or whether it was just a passing condition. He goes to the priest, and perhaps the priest said, well, I'm not too sure. It could be one thing or another. So there's a 7-day quarantine. And then there's the examination after the 7th day, and still the priest is undecided, so there's another 7 days. And then after the end of that period, the examination is concluded. And the priest says, this is a case of leprosy. And it spread through his whole body. Maybe not at that time, but as time progressed, he was full of leprosy. The leper we are meeting then has to isolate permanently. As long as he's suffering from the leprosy, he's having to separate. And just like the book of Leviticus said, he has to wear his clothes torn as if he is in mourning and grief, because leprosy became a kind of living death. He has to let his hair grow all disheveled. If he sees anyone coming towards him, he has to cover the top of his lip and cry out as a warning to the people, unclean, unclean. And this is how this man had lived. Away from his family, away from the community, outside the city, living on the gifts that people may have left for him to collect. He is a man full of leprosy, a living death, an unending end to his life. The business gone, the family left. It was a plague. You may have seen it as a punishment. In the Old Testament, there are examples of people being stricken with this incurable plague of leprosy as a judgment upon them. You may remember Miriam. Miriam and Aaron, they begin to complain about Moses, and why should he be the only one who is treated as this special prophet from God? They were receiving messages from God as well. Why should he be different? And because of their dismissing the unique role of Moses, God strikes Miriam with leprosy. And Aaron cries out to Moses, oh, my Lord, do not punish us because we have been foolish and have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, whose flesh is half eaten away when it comes out from his mother's womb. Moses cried, please, Lord God, heal Miriam. And God says, if her father showed some anger towards her because of rebellion, how much more should she endure my anger? And so for 7 days, Miriam is leprous, is outside the camp. It's a judgment upon her. You may remember the king, Uzziah, in the year that King Uzziah died. Well, he died as a leper because he ventured into the holy sanctuary of God to offer sacrifice to God. And the priests were appalled. They told him not to do it, but he continued. And immediately God struck him with leprosy. And he ran out of the holy place and was a leper living in isolation to the end of his days. To be a leper was to be in isolation, to have a living death. And our leper friend here in Luke chapter 5, he had to obey the priest's instructions. You can see him covered in sores, his clothes torn, his hair ragged. If you drew close to him, you'd hear him crying out in that painful cry, unclean, unclean. Now, we're going to pause for a minute and look in this HD mirror and see how it may relate to us. I want you to notice where Luke has placed this account of the leper. It's a sandwich, a kind of a triple-decker sin sandwich. You've got the call of Simon Peter when Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for catch of fish. Peter questions whether that's a wise thing to do, but he says, well, just because you say so, I will. And they do, and they catch such an abundance of fish. And then Peter says, depart from me, O Lord, I am a sinful man. And then immediately you get the account of the leper. And then immediately after that you have the wonderful account of the healing of the paralytic, where Jesus demonstrates that he has power on earth to forgive sins. So you've got the one situation where Peter confesses his sinfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus says, don't be afraid. And then you've got the other situation where a paralytic man to whom Jesus says, your sins are forgiven you. Luke is showing us that Jesus has the power to call sinful people to follow him. He has power to forgive sins. And in between that, we have this wonderful picture of the leper being cleansed. And it's a picture of Jesus being able to save us from the contamination that our sin brings upon us. So, to think of ourselves as we look into this mirror. In your life, have you detected some things going on? Maybe thoughts that you have, sinful thoughts, ideas. Maybe things you fix your eyes upon. Think, why am I looking at that so intently? Things that you speak about. Words that come out of your mouth. And you know there's something amiss about what you're thinking. Something amiss about what you're saying. Something amiss about what you're doing. You know that they're unclean things. You might sort of brush them aside. But you can't ignore them. And just as this leper may have thought, well, it's only small swellings. But he couldn't ignore it in the end. And the family would have noticed this leper's skin changing. And they may have quietly thought, he needs to go to the priest. And maybe your family, they may not know what you're thinking. They may not be able to get inside your head to know what you're loving and imagining. But they may hear your words. They may see what you do. And they may know that there's something amiss in your conduct. They may say, it's obvious. There is sin being practiced, being thought, being a corrupting influence. Well, what did this leper have to do? He had to go to the priest. Not for a cure. The priests couldn't cure them. The priest could just analyze and condemn them. And in a spiritual way, have you taken your conduct and your thoughts to the great high priest, the one priest, the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you let him examine your life? See, it wasn't up to the leper to decide whether his condition was leprous or not. He had a responsibility to keep the community pure and clean and a place where God could come and dwell amongst his people. He had a responsibility to go to the priest. It was the priest's analysis, not the leper's. And it doesn't matter whether you think, oh, it's only a few bad words, it's only a few bad thoughts. But what does the priest think about it? What does the great high priest think about it? What does Jesus think about your thoughts, your words, your actions, your cruelty, your bitterness, your anger? What does the great high priest think about it? It's his analysis, his verdict that counts in the end, not yours. Well, this leper had been to the priest, and the priest had pronounced him unclean. And no amount of your protesting innocence will change the verdict of the great high priest about your thoughts, your words, your actions. If he says they are unclean, they are unclean. The leper who had gone to the priest ended up in isolation. And that's what sin does. It did it in the Garden of Eden. It does it all the time. Sin separates. It will separate you from other members of the family. If you're cruel to them, there will be a distance building up between you. Sin will separate between you and God. It's inevitable. God cannot live with sin. He's got purer eyes than to look upon sin as a regular thing going on. In the church, for God to dwell in the church, for the church to know the presence of God, then the members of the church, the congregation, they have to keep themselves clean and pure. How can the church expect the blessing of God to come upon them if we're all quite secretly, quite happily carrying on our lives of contamination, which is spreading this contagion of sin and, as it were, driving God from us? Well, the leper, he knew about the isolation. He had been confirmed by the priests as unclean. But isolated as he was, he heard about Jesus. And you've heard about Jesus. And what wonderful things this leper had heard about Jesus. He'd heard that when Jesus had preached at the synagogue in Nazareth, the people had listened to every word Jesus said, and they were amazed. But then, as Jesus carried on his sermon, the people were so outraged at what he was saying that they took him to the top of the hill on which Nazareth was built, and they were intent upon throwing Jesus over the edge. But Jesus just walked through the midst of them. What interested the leper was what Jesus said. He said, in the days of Elijah, when there was a famine, there were many widows in Israel, but to none of them was Elijah sent. He was sent to the widow at Zarephath. And she was blessed with food all the way through the time of the famine. And then, in the days of Elisha, there were many lepers in Israel in the days of Elisha, but none of them were sent to Elisha. It was Naaman the Syrian, the leper, who was sent to Elisha. Because there was a little girl who knew that God was willing to heal lepers, and the prophet had the power to heal the leper. If only my master would go to the prophet in Israel, he would cure him of his leprosy. Jesus said that in Nazareth, and they wanted to murder him. But the leper heard it. Oh, there's a prophet, a real prophet, who can heal lepers. And then the Lord Jesus, the leper would have heard about Jesus Christ. In the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit, a demonic, unclean, vile spirit. And Jesus cast out the unclean spirit from him. And here am I, the leper could say, as unclean can be. Well, this Jesus who cast out the unclean spirit can surely make this unclean leper clean again. He heard that Jesus had gone into the house of Simon. And Simon's mother-in-law, who presumably was a widow living with her son-in-law, was cured of a fever. Jesus just rebuked the fever and it left her. There are many widows maybe there, but this widow was helped by Jesus. He had heard of the evening of healing when the sun had set. Countless people brought diseased, demon-possessed to Jesus, and he healed them all. And he heard that Jesus was not content to just stay in one place, but he wanted other people to know the good news. He wanted to be a blessing to many people. And as he heard these things, the leper thought to himself, Jesus is a true and a great prophet. Jesus can heal lepers. Jesus can make the unclean clean. Jesus is willing to reach out to others, and surely he could reach out to me. And so he resolves to come to Jesus Christ, knowing that if Jesus is willing, he can make him clean. Now, you may have heard much more about Jesus Christ than the leper ever heard. Much more about Jesus. You've heard about the glory of Jesus Christ in his coming from heaven. He is the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, who took upon himself human form to be here among us, to be the Savior of unclean, defiled, contagious sinners. The Savior of the world. He's come. You've heard Jesus said, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. You've heard, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid upon him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. And he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, but he opened not his mouth. You may have read about 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, God made Jesus Christ to be sin for us, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. May I read from Peter, he himself bore our sin in his own body to the tree. Now, we've met the leper. We've met a little of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to see the leper meeting the Lord Jesus Christ and to learn from him. And just as the leper, you and I, we sinners, we unclean by our sin, to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. What does the meeting do? Well, the leper meeting Jesus. He focuses on Jesus. When he saw Jesus. And that's what you and I need to do this morning. To focus on Jesus. He's the Savior. He's the great high priest who not only can analyze your condition and my condition as a sinful condition, but unlike the Old Testament priests who could offer no cure for leprosy, just condemn it and condemn a person to be in perpetual isolation, Jesus is the priest who can take away the uncleanness, who can take away the sin, who can bear it away in his own body to the tree. The leper focused on Jesus. He saw Jesus. And then he had this reverence for Jesus. He fell on his face, first on his knees and then on his face, worshipping Jesus. I was asked a few days ago what my favorite hymn was. And perhaps my favorite hymn is Immortal Honors Rest on Jesus' Head. My God, my portion and my living bread. And then that verse, his beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Well, the reverence for Jesus. This leper had a reverence for Jesus. He fell on his face before him. Do you have a reverence for Jesus? This awesome human who lived here, God humbled as a man, perfect. No thoughts in his head that were unclean. No words from his mouth that were unclean. No deeds by his hands that were unclean. No places that he went with unclean intent. Clean, pure. Behold, the Lamb of God. Spotless. Reverence for Jesus. And then earnestness. The leper came with earnestness. He begged him. Begged Jesus. And why not? His whole life was misery. His whole life was a living death. Jesus was the only one who could help him. He begs the Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon him. Mercy in his isolation. Mercy in his contagion. Mercy in his misery. Mercy to restore him. And why should you not beg the Lord Jesus Christ to have mercy upon you? There's no one else can sort out the sinfulness of your mind, the sinfulness of your heart. There's no one else who can sort out the isolation and the condemnation that you are under because of your sin. No one else can do it. But Jesus can. It should be like that sinner in the temple that Jesus spoke about. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So the leper begged the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's humility. He doesn't demand cleansing. He says, if you will, if you're willing, the humility of it. And yet there's this certainty and confidence in Jesus. You can make me clean. And it's true. Jesus can make every single one of us clean. He can take away all our sin, all our guilt, all our condemnation. He can break the power of sin. He can cleanse us from all our sin. And so we appear spotless in the very presence of God through this Lord Jesus. And then Jesus' response to the leper. We read that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. That is an astonishing thing for Jesus to have done. Throughout Leviticus, you read about unclean, 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 unclean. If anyone touches anything that's unclean, they become unclean. The uncleanness transfers to the person who touched the unclean. And no one ever would have dared to touch the unclean. The Pharisees would never stand downwind of a leper. And yet here is Jesus, not only standing face to face with a leper, but when the leper pleads with him, if you will, if you're willing, you can make me clean. The Lord Jesus Christ stretches out his hand and touches him. Touches him. It's a remarkable thing. And how wonderful for the leper. Nobody had touched him all the time that his leprosy was upon him. He'd forgotten the wonder of human touch. But this was not just an ordinary touch. You remember, there was a little lady, 12 years she'd been suffering from something that was incurable. Nobody could help her. She spent all her money on doctors and was getting worse, not better. And she said, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be made clean. I'm unclean. But if I could touch Jesus' garment, I will be clean. And that's what she does. In faith, she presses through the crowd and just touches the hem of his garment. And immediately, power goes out from Jesus. The power of a cleansing Savior going out to the unclean. And it's not that the uncleanness contaminates him. It's that his purity and cleansing power goes out to cleanse away the uncleanness. And what happens here with the leper? Jesus stretches out his hand to touch the leper. Now the uncleanness of the leper does not become the uncleanness of Jesus. Although Jesus does take the uncleanness of the leper upon himself in an outward way. But the cleansing power of Jesus is transmitted to the leper. And holding on to him, Jesus said, I will be clean. And immediately, the man who was full of leprosy is completely cleansed of leprosy. And the Lord Jesus Christ, if you come to him, pleading with him, Lord Jesus, I know my sinfulness. It will ruin me eternally. No one in all the world can save me but you. Lord Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And the Lord Jesus Christ is present to stretch out his hand, as it were, and touch you and cleanse you. He bore all our sins in his own body to the tree. It's as if he, as he touches you and by his Spirit takes away all your sin upon himself. He carries it. It doesn't become his personal sins, but he carries them to the cross and deals with them. They're washed away as he dies upon the cross. And he says, be clean. And everyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ can be clean. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So this morning, as we conclude, ask yourself, have I, like the leper, in a spiritual way? Yes, like him in a contaminated spiritual way. Am I like the leper, having heard about Jesus Christ? Do I then come to Jesus Christ? Have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ by a living faith? Have you begged him to make you clean? Have you felt spiritually the hand of Christ, as it were, upon you, touching you, saying, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. And Jesus said, now go and show yourself to the priest, offer for your cleansing, bear witness to them of your cleansing. Will you tell somebody of your cleansing? Paul tells us we believe in the heart and are saved, and we confess with our lips that we've been saved. Will you tell somebody that you've been saved? I was once a sinner, but Jesus saved me. What a wonderful thing to honor him who is the Savior. So may his hand be upon us all. May his assuring voice be heard by us all, as by faith we trust in him. Amen.